Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter Podcast. Why did I just hit a falsetto? It's giving Mariah Carey, actually like modern day Mariah, because I actually saw her, I think it was on TikTok a couple of weeks ago, someone was posting a compilation of her singing live in the 90s versus today. And you know what? I understand, like, your voice is not going to be the same 30 years later, but damn. If you didn't tell me that was Mariah Carey singing, I wouldn't know. Not that I just compared myself to the queen of pop. Not even close. Consider me the queen of careers? Question mark? Like maybe the queen's distant cousin? One of the corgis? I don't know. But it's fine. Either way, you have clicked on today's episode, so thank you for that. And you are a part of the familia, okay? Welcome to the Straight Shooter Recruiter fam. Today's episode is another absolutely fire one, because what else would I be serving you? Duh. Obviously, it's going to be a fire episode. We're going to be dedicating this episode to your questions, because I got a few repeat offenders, a lot of us apparently. Yeah, we're going through the exact same thing. So I figured I would answer a bunch of those, as well as give you a little bit of a life update, because you were eating that up in the last couple episodes. So if you are interested in that, stick to the very end, because that's where we'll just chit chat, shoot the shit, you know, hang out how we do. Plus, two things I gotta let you know in the description. Number one, you have to let me know what you think about this new audio. I have had the exact same like intro music for this podcast since I started it 3 years ago, which is bananas. And I just felt like I needed a refresh and a change and something that just felt, I don't know, more 2023 this podcast and less 2019 this podcast. So that's what we did. You have to let me know if you enjoy the new tunes. Not that I've made the songs, but I do want your feedback. Plus, if you want your question answered in the podcast in future weeks, make sure you click that link in the description, because that's where you can submit it. And I check it literally every day, mostly because I love to gossip, and some of the shit you guys put in there is just, it's juicy. Okay, that's a lot of me chatting. Are you ready to get into the episode? Because I am. Category is ghosting, because a lot of these questions ultimately come down to the theme of recruiters getting our hopes up, getting us excited, and then leaving us. Sounds a lot like my dating life, but that's probably another podcast. So let me know if you want to hear that, because your girl's got stories, but that's neither here nor there. This next question reads, Dear Emily, a recruiter reached out to me on LinkedIn and encouraged me to apply for a position. I applied 3 weeks ago and haven't heard anything. Why did she reach out in the first place if I wasn't going to get an interview? Oop, bestie, I got 3 or 4 questions just like yours. So first of all, you are not alone. Man, is that frustrating. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. There is an underground or like secret way that recruiters find candidates, and not a lot of people know about it. So sometimes we can misinterpret what they're saying, or we are not able to hold them accountable because we don't know what their purpose is. Kind of like your situation here. It's like, do I follow up to see if she's read the application? Am I supposed to be getting an interview? What's the deal here? What's going on? Here's what I will tell you. When recruiters reach out to you on LinkedIn, there's usually 2 main reasons they do that. Number one, they want to book you for an interview. Like, it's pretty obvious. They usually send you their email or like a Calendly link, anything that they can do to book one-on-one time. The other option is that they're reaching out to you to encourage you to apply for positions, which is what happened in your case. And why would they do that? So they do that in order to get as many applicants into their system as possible, all at once, so they can review every single applicant in one go and then reach out to the top 10% or the top 20% of those candidates. The reason I think that's kind of a shitty way to operate is you're basically engaging with candidates online saying, hey, I love your profile. And then if you decide there's better profiles out there, they're basically telling you, well, yeah, I know I said I loved your profile a couple of weeks ago, but as of today, it's just not the vibe. So I'm not going to reach out. And then boom, you're ghosted. It's like the exact same as you applying for that position on your own, like off of Indeed or off of a Google search. So in my opinion, does the recruiter owe you an explanation? Yes, they do. So I would reach out in that same LinkedIn thread and say, hey, thank you. I did apply. I wanted to flag my application and just check in to see if there are any relevant next steps. Mostly because if their plan is to wait and review everybody's profile at once, that's totally cool. They might be getting back to you in a week and then at least you know, and it's nothing to worry about. Or they're going to come back and say, oh yeah, thanks for applying. By the way, you didn't get the job, which to me is crappy because you reached out to me. You said you liked my profile. Why would you do that if you opted to go for other candidates in the first place? Which is why I personally don't like that approach. If I reach out, it's because I want to give you an interview and not the other way around. So I don't know. Hope that helps. Make sure you reach out because I don't like that process, but I've got faith. I've got faith. They're going to respond. I've got faith. They're going to book you in for an interview. I have faith. Okay. I believe in you. Dear Emily, I started a new job about 6 weeks ago and I have had lunch alone in the lunchroom every single day. There's a group of girls who seem to hang out and get along really well at work and I just can't seem to get a part of their in crowd. What do you recommend I do? It's getting lonely. Oh, my friend, I just want to give you a hug. First of all, congrats on the job. I love that for you. Work is work, bestie. Okay. So you get that money. I love it. My brain hurts. I wish you could see me right now. I don't understand why people are not naturally inclusive. I feel like in 2023, you have to be going out of your way to be an asshole. Isn't it just easier to be nice to people? Anyways, I don't get it. I can't do this. I did not become a psychologist for a reason. I'm not smart enough. Like, it's just not happening. Here's what I'm going to say. There's probably a couple of different options or like routes that we can take. The first is you need to observe these people and ask yourself why you want a relationship with them. Are these potential work friends? Are they nice? Are they people you're going to have to work with a lot? Or do you just not want to be lonely? And there's nothing wrong with not wanting to be lonely. Trust me, I don't want to be lonely either. But if these are mean girls, if these are people that are not warm, that are not nice, that are gonna throw you under the bus or maybe even make things worse for you at work, don't go there. Do not go there. So use this time to observe how they behave. Maybe they're just shy, right? And they don't know how to initiate conversation. That's okay too, right? That's an okay reason. However, if they're to themselves and a little catty, steer clear. You don't want to go there. But if you've decided, no, like I want to build a relationship with these people, I'd like to connect with them, I think the easiest thing to do is just slowly drop little social bombs in there. So when you see them at lunch, walk by and say, oh my gosh, where did you buy that salad? It's looking delish. And I was thinking of trying something new next week. Or walk by and if there's something on the news, say, oh my God, did you guys see the weather? I love this. Like something kind of conversational that's relevant to the literal lunchroom. It's what they're eating. It's what they're wearing. It's what's on TV. Just drop something that's a conversation starter and see what vibe they send back. Do they engage? Are they disengaged? And then kind of feel it out from there. You're not going to be able to make a best friend in a day or even 2 days or even a week. So you might have to do that a couple of times until they eventually start walking by you and saying, oh my gosh, your lunch looks great. Why don't you come sit with us? If you're feeling bold, you can do that a couple of times and then one day literally say like, do you guys mind if I sit here? I'd love to just sit and hang out. Because if you show up being confident and you show up almost as an authority figure because you have that kind of presence, you've got the presence where you walk into a room and it's like, oh man, that person has their shit together. What are they gonna do? Say no. And if they're rude, you are so confident that it's actually just embarrassing for them and not embarrassing for you. So that is one way to take it. But again, if they're gonna make you work for it, if they're going to make you feel like this is another full-time job to be their friend, you're dodging a bullet. I would personally rather have lunch alone.
This next one goes out to all the control freaks out there. I see you.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I don't know who needs to tell you this, but to the 100 people who sent me this question this week, first of all, I love you. Second of all, you asked this question because you are low-key a control freak. Ahem, let me read the question. Dear Emily, I just had an interview 5 days ago that I thought went really well, but I haven't heard back from the recruiter or the hiring manager. Should I be worried? Let's start off with why I think you are low-key a control freak. And I'm saying that because I love you, because I'm also a control freak, obviously, but you already knew that. You are the kind of person who wants to understand where you can improve. You want to understand where you can grow. And in order for you to move on and continue on your development journey, you really want that feedback. And you hate that you are in this like ambiguous state of not knowing. Want to start off by saying that is normal. Okay. I'm not saying this because it's a bad thing. It's actually really healthy that you have these nerves and that you have this anxiety. It's an indicator that you care. And it's usually an indicator that you're competent and self-aware and want to understand where you can grow. But if you are like me and you are kind of a control freak, I need you to let go of the outcome of things. You cannot worry yourself into a wormhole wondering what that interviewer thought of you and wondering if you got the job. Because here's the thing. If that job is meant for you, you're gonna get it. Secondly, there's no way for you to know if that interview went well. I am so sorry, but every single person on the internet who is telling you, these are 3 signs that the interview went well, 4 signs you're gonna get the job, they're lying. Like, none of those people are being accurate. I'm so sorry. It's like the biggest BS thing that I see on the internet, because first of all, recruiters lie. There are so many cases I can tell you where my clients were told in interviews, you're amazing, I can't wait to work with you, I can't wait for us to start partnering together, all to find out a couple of weeks later that they did not get the job. So even the positive indicators are not a sign that you are getting an offer. And on the same note, the negative indicators or what you perceive to be negative, those are not necessarily signs that you didn't get the job either. So the first thing you need to do is take a breath, please, like take it with me, because you can't control the outcome and you cannot worry about the outcome. It doesn't mean that you are not going to follow up, because we're going to get to that in a second. What it does mean is you need to chill out, okay? You cannot control other people. And I know it's stressful and I know we need to be employed. I know we have to put food on the table, but keep operating under the assumption there is no offer until you have a written offer, and just operate like that so you don't get your hopes up. Like, it's harsh, but that's how I operate. I pretend I don't have a job offer until it's in writing, because they can still take away offers, you know, even though it's illegal, they still take away offers when they're just verbally executed or verbally given to you. What I do want you to do though is follow up. If it's been like 2 or 3 days, yeah, maybe wait till day 4, send an email and say, it was awesome getting to connect with you. I really appreciate your time. I just wanted to follow up about the status of the application. And for the most part, they should be able to get you that update relatively quickly. It is life updates time. And friendly reminder, if you're going to like leave the episode at this point, totally cool. Love you either way, bestie. Make sure you're submitting your questions in the link in the description of the podcast. And let me know what you think of the new audio, because I just get excited with this stuff. So definitely keep me posted. And if you're here to chit chat and hang out, grab a coffee, because I'm ready to talk. You know I love talking. Okay, first little life update. Last update I gave you, I told you I was newly single. Bestie, that is still the case. Why did I set it up like something was happening? Like, why? For what reason? But yes, we are still single. And you know what? I'm appreciating and enjoying the me time. I think a lot of people put pressure on themselves the second they hit their late 20s. And I'm 27, so obviously late 20s. And people are like, oh my God, I have to get married. I have to have kids. I have to do all of these things. And my life path has just been different. I never thought my career was going to land me here. I talk about that all the time. And I think if I was in a long-term relationship, maybe that wouldn't have been the case. Like, I work crazy hours to do all of this because I love it. And if I had a relationship, maybe I wouldn't have the podcast, or maybe I wouldn't have like my YouTube channel, or like whatever it is. So I'm very grateful for the path that I'm on, because it landed me to where I'm at. But I'm now starting, I think, to enter a stage where I see having a partner could actually make things better. Like, it's the first time in my life where I'm like, oh my God, wait, could another person actually elevate me? Like, you're not going to hold me back. You're actually going to make me better. And I think it's because the podcast and like all of my consulting and coaching is in a really steady place. I've built it over the last few years where I'm no longer in like crazy hyper growth mode. I can take a weekend off. I can log off at 5 o'clock some days. So things are just like a little bit more balanced. So yeah, that's been interesting. Like, am I ready to swing full back into going on lots of dates? I don't know. How do you feel? Like, are you guys in that state where you're like kind of in between? So that's like one life update. The other is, oh my gosh, I was just home this weekend with my family for the like Mother's Day long weekend, which is why this episode's going out on Monday instead of Sunday, mostly because I just didn't want to edit this episode over the weekend. I just wanted to be with my mother. So I spent a lot of time with my family and like we were just talking and catching up and we ended up watching a bunch of old family videos. And I swear to God, my personality has not changed since I was 6 years old. There was a video of me that my parents showed me where I was probably 11 or 12 walking around with a camcorder vlogging. I was like, oh, and here's what I'm going to do today. Make breakfast with me. And I was like, what is happening? I'm convinced if we all went back and watched our childhood footage, like our old VHS tapes, there is some little relic in there that will help you understand why you landed in your current career. So I just thought that was interesting. But I'm thinking of doing more so like a weekly recap situation, just so we stay close, because I obviously love careers, but it's always nice to stay connected. And not everybody on the podcast follows me on my other channels. So you don't know these things. But it is the like second last week of May in Toronto, which means the weather is getting better. I'm seeing my friends more. Like, life is just good. I'm excited. So tonight I'm actually going out for dinner with one of my girlfriends. This is actually, I'm recording this on Monday, the day this goes live. And I'm super excited because we're trying out a new restaurant. We just have so much to catch up on. She's also single. So it's just nice to talk to people who are like same life stage and in this like I'm investing in myself journey versus this, oh my gosh, am I behind? Like, am I panicking about where I'm at? So it's just been so stinking refreshing. But the takeaway for this week for sure was, wow, it's nice to invest in me and not feel pressure. And B, are our personalities fixed and we just have no control over who we are? Because that's what it indicated to me. But yeah, that's just like a quick little update. But let me know if you like these. And if you don't, also let me know, because I want to make sure the show is something you adore and that you love and that it makes you feel good. But thank you so much for hanging out with me. I absolutely adore you. And I will talk to you next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.